Always worth saying's question time review. Question time, the 30th of April, 2026. The panel, Emma Reynolds, Labour. Victoria Atkins, Conservative. Daisy Cooper, Lib Dem. Zia Yusuf, Reform UK. Rachel Millward, Green Party. The venue, Maidenhead. Ordinarily, a gentleman reviewer would spend early Thursday prepping the Question Time panel. But this fine Walpurgisnacht morn, there remains of them no sight. The BBC QT website is as deserted as a Kentish town midnight doorway awaiting a firebomb. The corresponding X-page sits as silent as a Middle Eastern shipping lane whose waterfront bristles with artillery, despite 110% of the guns and missiles having been destroyed in a bombing campaign. One assumes LaBruce is struggling to fill the empty chairs opposite a carefully selected middle-class metropolitan, migration-leaning, Muslim-friendly Middle England Maidenhead audience. Perhaps it's the time of the year. Not only does a shining sun tempt, but MPs are entering a bewildering chicane of early and short recesses as the parliamentary session ends. The May recess, a Whitsun recess, and the state opening of Parliament intervene. One suspects our electorate representatives have sneaked off on holiday and aren't available to take questions from the voters. Not to worry. The aforementioned have a chance to get their own back next Thursday, as Scotland, Wales and parts of England vote in national and local elections. Far from motivating our political elite to dash to Maidenhead to set out their respective political stalls, the anticipated massacre of the Labour Party, followed by the demise of Mr Starmer, seems so hardwired into political expectation that they can't be bothered. The next QT falls on Friday the 8th of May, when there will be more time to reflect on the results and their implications than on the previous day, when the broadcast would have aired before polls closed. By then, Mr Starmer is expected to be gone. The increasingly isolated First Lord of the Treasury and MP for Holborn and St Pancras may have, in effect, already faced his final other question time, Prime Ministers. Assuming a swift replacement, Mr Burnham isn't in Parliament, Mrs Rayner has tax problems, Mr Streeting is compromised by his closeness to Lord Mandelson, my money is on the odd Mr Miliband. We will have suffered 10 Prime Ministers since Mr Cameron stood down in 2016, kiboshed by a Brexit referendum whose 10th anniversary is upon us. In the other direction, 10 Prime Ministers take us back to Sir Anthony Eden, 6 decades ago. A very different era. Eden's failure during the Suez crisis exposed Britain's vulnerabilities. A naive trust in the United States, insufficient in economic strength, and inability to sustain military action. As Israel fought its Muslim neighbours, Britain appeared increasingly impotent, no longer a global superpower. Our prestige damaged, our declining international influence laid bare. Plus a change. As the panel assembles, QT HQ recalls that last time we suspected the week before poll programme from Maidenhead would be a setup to target Reform UK. We were right, starting with the BBC's optics, which place a lineup of white female opponents against Reform UK's dusky Zia Yusuf, including LaBruce. All but one of the gals studied at Oxford or Cambridge. All but one of them was privately educated. Will the insurgent parties fix local politics? It's not looking good for the government, is it? Mentioned LaBruce. Emma Reynolds, Labour, preferred to talk about Reform and the Greens. She urged people to look at their local Labour councils and judge them on their numerous merits. Emma Reynolds is the MP for Wickham and Secretary of State for Environment, Food and Rural Affairs. The 48-year-old is the stepdaughter of a Shropshire public schoolmaster. Comrade Reynolds studied PPE at Wadham College, Oxford. Not her real name. Emma Elizabeth Stevens has done nothing other than politics, policy, consultancy and lobbying. We all feel poorer, began Rich Victoria Atkins. The insurgency parties are making promises they cannot keep. Victoria Atkins is the Conservative MP for Louth and Horncastle and Shadow Secretary of State for Environment, Food and Rural Affairs. In the interests of diversity and equality of opportunity, the 50-year-old's father, Sir Robert Atkins, is a former Conservative MP, MEP and local councillor. Victoria was privately educated at the Arnold School, Blackpool. A law graduate of Corpus Christi College, Cambridge, Victoria specialised in fraud, a focus that drew her into politics and led to her election to the House of Commons in 2017. Not her real name, Victoria Mary Kenwood. Husband Paul is a businessman, holding a myriad of directorships. Her local reform council has increased council tax. There are real-life implications to voting to not get poorer. Kemi Badenoch has travelled the length and breadth of the country and is setting out plans. The Tories are the only party doing deep thinking, including fantastic work on potholes. There's a big hole in the road. Kemi Badenoch is looking into it. Next question. If the electoral losses materialise, should the PM resign? The questioner recounted a waterfall of prime ministerial disasters, with the local elections being a final blow. Emma mentioned Mr. Starmer's big mandate. She rhymed a laundry list of progress. The PM had shown real judgment by not doing anything about the war in the Gulf, doing nothing being as good as it gets with Keith. The party united behind him, wondered LaBruce. Oh yes, chimed Emma. Lined up behind him, clutching Ray's knives, she forgot to add. He should resign and call a general election, began Zia Yusuf, reform. The Tories were no better. The calibre of people in politics is miserable. Zia had a laundry list of Starmer's failings, U-turns and non-manifesto parliamentary bills. As for Peter Mandelson, applause. Yes, applause for reform. In Maidenhead, LaBruce sprang to action regarding a £5 million donation to Nigel Farage from a businessman. LaBruce spat out the B word. A cryptocurrency businessman. Fiona looked as though she was going to retch. Based in Thailand, she intoned, as if a hanging judge delivering a favourite sentence. Why didn't he declare it? Zia gave us a lecture on Farage's security, or rather his insecurity, as the Reform Party leader goes about his day-to-day life. There are constant threats. Zia quoted the Donation Code of Conduct by Chapter and Section 3 and 25, if puffins need to know. Members do not register an interest that lies outside their duties in the House. The donation to Nigel was for his personal security. LaBruce had the course of conduct in front of her and quoted a different bit. It included the line, if there is any doubt, which Zia trumped with, there isn't any doubt. Nigel hadn't done anything wrong, added to which the Home Secretary is failing to provide necessary protection. The BBC director looked for the sceptical emoji planted on a face in the audience and found it on a tinged lady sitting behind two chaps in turbans. A weariness, a lack of leadership, began Rachel Millward, Greens. We are the fifth richest country, she announced, sans evidence. And yet, sans evidence OC, a third of our children live in poverty. The NHS is crumbling. There's a housing crisis. How can this be? Immigration? No, it's because Starmer is weak. We must stop kowtowing to profit and have a fairer economy. Forgetting to mention it's the profits that pay for the NHS, and without a profit, nobody would build a house. Rachel Millward is an Oxford graduate in theology, who went on to pursue further studies in gender and development at the African Gender Institute at the University of Cape Town. The privately educated 49-year-old is a media arts type, elevated to Wealden District Council in 2021. She is currently the deputy leader of the Green Party of England and Wales. Daisy Cooper, Lib Dem, began with, under the Tories. Daisy is the MP for St Albans, her party's deputy leader and Treasury spokeswoman. Daisy attended the private Framlington College before taking law degrees at Leeds and Nottingham. Following her education, Daisy did nothing other than Quangoland before entering the House in 2019. We have the same under Labour, and to make matters worse, they promised change, but we can't see it or feel it. It's the Lib Dems who are a great success, with their fifth place 11% national poll rating and their 650 votes out of 36,904 in the Gorton and Denton by-election. Never mind that. Nigel Farage. Donald Trump's America is about to become Nigel Farage's Britain. Sounds good to me, and may well sound good to the electors next Thursday, with fatal results for Starmer and, my spies tell me, serious repercussions for Dopey Davies' party leader, Ed Davies.